Widdium's Asshole Podcast.
That's Astral Podcast.
Sorry, this is Gwydion's Astral Podcast, episode 152.
Wait a minute, 152?
Yeah, that's what I said, isn't it?
I assumed that this was like an old episode from like 9 years ago.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, I mean, there's no video element. It's just a square. In fact, this picture of you is older than any other picture. Well, maybe there's one or two, but like the, with the hat, like, you know, that's the black hat.
Yeah, I've been feeling a bit retro these days.
Okay, so you're doing like a retro style episode?
Yeah, I was thinking like in the early days, some of the very earliest episodes, like even like 3 and 4, were poetry readings.
Oh, you're gonna do a poetry reading?
Yeah, I was thinking I might read them, you know, and then you can hear them and react to them.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea, because I haven't heard them before and you wrote them.
Right. We'll pretend that I wrote them and you haven't heard them before.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't come out and tell people that we're pretending.
Oh really? Why not?
Well, it's like, you know, placebo. If you give someone a sugar pill and tell them it's a placebo, it's not going to cure their cold.
But it should.
How do you figure?
In order to truly harness the power of placebo, you should be able to use placebo knowing it's a placebo. Seems basic enough.
How do you figure?
By causing reality to conform to will.
Oh, you mean like magic?
No, magic makes it seem like hocus pocus. I'm talking about having a good rapport with your subconscious. Like, you remember that time they hypnotized us?
Oh, yeah. We were able to clear the snot out of our nose in like 10 seconds flat.
Exactly. And that has given us the faith in our ability to communicate with our subconscious.
Yeah, but it doesn't always work.
But it does sometimes.
That's true, it does.
All right, so why don't you shut the fuck up and I'll read some of my newer poetry.
Sounds good.
November 15th, 2025. Trishula. A nonsense upheld, a wedding avoided, a breeze, a fan, the AC in pieces, a motor running, avoiding, looking busy, two computers at the same time, doing nothing with intense focus. Gods and sages surrounding, flags of theocracies and communism, paternal grandpa with watches, scissors, and a horse, Shiva's fork beside Groot.
Oh, that sounds like the other day when they were fixing the air conditioning and you had to sit here acting like you were doing something on your two computers, just to kind of keep an eye on things and look busy.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what it was.
And the thing about your grandpa trading watches for statues?
Oh, no, actually, there was just a couple of antique watches here next to the little statue of my grandpa, so it was free association.
Oh, huh.
Anyway, moving backwards in time. November 12th, 2025. Do you have the ability, or have you forgotten how, to look at a thing without seeing the backs of your own closed eyelids?
Sounds like a fancy way of saying you're like frustrated with people for being like blind, metaphorically.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't really actually remember what that was about. Okay, November 11th, 2025. What is eternity like? Imagine being so bored, you put a sock puppet on your hand and tell yourself, I created you, do as I say. And at the same time, take a pill to make you forget your you.
Oh, it sounds like you're reading Nag Hammadi and reading about the Demiurge or that fucking Yaldabaoth or something, and overemphasizing a sort of Vedanta God and I are one Gnostic emphasis that we haven't actually found anywhere in the Gnostic scriptures, while at the same time sort of doing a Bo Burnham sock puppet take on the Demiurge or something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what it is. This isn't really working the way you said it would.
How you figure?
Well, because you obviously know what the poems are about.
Yeah, but you know, it's quicker than me like acting totally dumb. Then we can move through this more quickly and, you know, have more, enjoy more the experience of you reading poetry as opposed to this stupid back and forth between us.
Oh yeah, I suppose you have a point. All right, moving backwards again in time. October 26th, 2025. I flow out scary, and everyone stays quiet. I flow out kindness, and they pile on. Ideas and suggestions, askings of favors. So I flow out scary again. They go away again. See, I'm already doing the most I'd care to do exactly the way I've decided to. You're wondering what that is. By all means, look into it. Don't ask me to explain it. Will there ever come a time when your poetry won't just be all the things you want to say but don't want to get into? Why do you treat hamster sauce like most people treat Google reviews, ignoring except when there's some grudge or bitterness you want to get out of you and put it on us? Why would anybody read this? These are all good points.
Well, it sounds like you're already having a conversation within the poem, so it's kind of like extraneous for me to like comment on it.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Just for the new folks, Hamster Sauce is the name of my third poetry compilation that I'm about a third of the way writing. Each poetry compilation is 600 pages, so this one's at about 189 at this point.
Sounds good. You gonna read some more?
Yeah. I've been reading these backwards from time to time over on the Gwydion's Poetry Channel.
Oh yeah, those are really stupid.
I know. I've been, indulging in the stupidity, but over here on Gwydion's Astral Coffee House, I gotta be a little more, I don't know.
Hey, if you really want to be retro, you should pretend that Gwydion's Astral podcast is separate from Gwydion's Astral Coffee House.
How do you figure?
Well, it used to be separate. There was Gwydion's Astral Coffee House was the YouTube channel. Before that, it was the blog, and then or Coffee House blog or whatever. And then Gwydion's Astral Podcast was its own thing that only existed on the podcasting platforms. And it wasn't until, God, like when was it? Years later that we decided to resurrect Gwydion's Astral Podcast and put it up on Gwydion's Astral Coffee House as a playlist.
Oh yeah, that's some good exposition there for the sake of other people, since you and I already know all this. Okay, I'm gonna keep reading now.
Sure.
October 16th, 2025. Words from the ghost. 11-year-olds pretending to understand. Yellow flag. A new approach. Grandpa's necklace, a ring pass knot, must pass it. Intensity to frighten all away. Too much friendliness invites Clark Kent's penny. You know, like in Somewhere in Time. Not so fragile, this distance. But within, cooking. Feels like a delicate balance. arriving somewhere else. But the goal was never clear. Approximate assumptions, retrofitted in memories, realized. American spelling looks goofy to the rest of the anglicized world, but natural to me. Representing oddball of oddballs. 76.
Well, that one kind of sounded like poetry.
Well, thank you, Edward. Hey.
No, I mean, like, it had something going on in it, but it had an abstract element that felt like it wasn't just there for the sake of being abstract.
Are you insinuating?
No. I'm just saying, you know.
All right. Well, anyway, let's read a little more, shall we?
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm enjoying this.
October 15th, 2025. Take it as it comes. Specialize in having fun. Take it easy, baby.
Isn't that from that Doors song?
Yeah, it's an homage.
Sounds more like plagiarism to me.
Fuck off, Edward.
All right, I'm fucking off.
Okay, I didn't write that. See, I was about to explain that I didn't write that. Anyway. Okay, I didn't write that, but you know, caffeine, perhaps. Warm day, also. AC blasting. Bank not replying. Pushing the world back so effectively as to let it in to show off how much you're able to push it back is a weird workout. Keeping friends at bay. Maintaining a bubble of silence. Because the cost of doing that is less than the cost of letting them in. Reaching a flow state, packaging it, and giving it away. Three people appreciate it. A fourth, maybe a fifth, will probably get around to it, maybe. Most move on. Some don't. Why do I care? The usual reasons. One day of sticking to the new schedule. Then a day of nothing but expanse reactions. Fucking superego judging in my head. Where do I stick the magnet to make it go away?
Wow, that one was kind of vulnerable.
Thanks. So later that day, I began transcribing my dad's poetry book and then responded, did the first and only response poem to one of his poems. A sudden change in orientation. Orient means east, but our compass points north. That's not how it's supposed to go, says that inane response voice above and slightly behind my left ear. At first, I was patient. Only bending the rules a little. Why? Good question. What difference does it make? ?
All right. Sounds like something. Want to read a little more?
Yeah, we'll go a little further back. I feel like I'm doing better now than I was a month ago when I was writing these.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's see. Going back. October 4th, 2025. Tata ate my whole Saturday.
Was that whole like W-H-O-L-E?
No. H-O-L-E.
Do you want to explain that that's like a big corporation that makes cars and shit?
No, you just did. I skipped over October 8th of 2025. Here we go. Fuck. Anger. Come out. Locked again and by shackles I. On acid. Fuck you. Skews. Ditch to go. Q. Neither do you. You. To explain, I don't nor want them, and why, how could you miss that I actively, pointedly long that there don't wear them, That's that kind of thing. My whole thing. Fuck you. You claim to be a... What, pray tell, do you see? Continuum bunnies? Do you project from inside your mind upon the image of me in your retina? What you look my direction? You and things that are, I've tried, the in who, try to correct shackles? Fuck you, me, sir. At those, you don't need me. See them, see me. But I don't see you. But I anyway, beside your stupid, stupid universal, forgot your world, you assume, then curse you in the shower again and again.
Oh, is this about how, like, people who, like, the frustration with the fact that one or two people who, like, follow all your work seem to miss some of the most basic foundational principles upon which you think and live your life and create and perceive the world and life, the universe, and everything?
Yeah, I was feeling particularly grouchy about it that day.
Don't you worry that someone's going to hear this and feel called out?
No. No, if you're listening to this, it's not about you. Okay, let's do one, maybe two more. I don't want to end on such a downer note. September 29th. 2025. Competitive morning. 32 years since the Pisces, with all those planets in Aries, traumatized his teenage son with the sudden loss. Once in 66, he and Harriet rode the Queen Mary to Bombay. He saw vultures eating a human, one up in a tree looking at him. He said it made him Buddhist eventually. 2 days ago, in Mumbai, his son banished his ghost. No need to be so attached to detachment.